Tonight's shir is mitaf kuf nun aleph siv gimel dalet and hey siv gimel shavua shachal bo tisha b'av, the week in which tisha b'av occurs. Asurim l'saper l'chabes, it's forbidden to get haircuts, it's forbidden to wash clothing. Mechabes shita is to be machmer only these things the week of tisha b'av. Afilu einu roitzel l'lav sho ata, even if you have no intent of wearing the laundered clothing right now, you'll wait to wear it after Tisha B'Av, you still can't do it. You can't wash it. Even if he has only one garment, it's forbidden. And similarly, one may not wear clothes that have been laundered before the week of Tisha B'Av, whether it's to wear, whether it's linens for your bed, even hand towels, tablecloths, it's all forbidden to wash and to use freshly laundered during the week of Tisha B'Av. V'chibus shalanu mutter, but our method of washing is permitted. Aval gihutz, but gihutz, which the Ramah here says, perish ma'avirin ala bagodim even chalok lahachliko, would be to take a smooth stone and to run it over the garments to press it, so essentially like ironing it. Shalanu aser. So our washing is mutter, ironing is aser. Uklei pishtan ein behem mishum giyutz. When it comes to linen material as opposed to wool, so then there is no real ironing. V'ha'ayim kekibuth shalanu, and it's like our regular washing, umutter, and that would be permitted. V'hani mili l'gahatzan ulhanichan an achat tisha b'av. The allowance to do our kibus and klipishtan is only to wash them and prepare them for after Tisha B'Av. Aval aser lelav shom b'shvuzeh, but it may not be worn in that week. We'll stop right here. Up to this point, there's really no iser of laundering our clothes the way we do it, kibus shalanu, and klipishtan, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chaf, asur l'saper, it's forbidden to take a haircut. Well, in the Tilasi Pranayim, as far as cutting nails, Yeshteos Ben Achronim, there are different opinions in the Achronim. Achein Letzerach Tevilas Mitzvah Bevadei Shari, but if it's for Tevila to immerse in a mikveh for the mitzvah, then certainly one can cut the nails. Vechein Lechot Shabbos, and also for the honor of Shabbos, Gagon. Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av would occur on Shabbos, Shari Be'erev Shabbos, Lito Hatzi Pranayim, you could clip your nails that Erev Shabbos, even though it's in the week, you know, before Tisha B'Av. Well, the Inan Srikas HaRosh, as far as combing hair, Ein LaHachmer, that we're not going to be strict with. Afilu B'Shar Yom HaShvua, even any day of the week of Tisha B'Av, we don't consider that the same as cutting hair. Sifkan Chafalef Ulechabes, as far as doing laundry, Afilu V'Chulu, even if you're not going to wear it, it's Aser. Why is it Aser to do laundry if you're not going to wear it? Because it shows that you're not paying attention to the fact that there's avelus, you're getting distracted, and that itself is a problem. However, our laundry is okay. That means a chutzlar, it's mutter, that's okay. Why? The laundry isn't the same as Eretz Yisrael laundry. And therefore, you're allowed to do the laundry and let it sit till after Tisha B'Av. Because if it's a matter of laundry and wearing, the Chalmokam said that for sure is usher. No one was matir wearing the laundered clothing outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's just a matter of the laundry itself is not a problem, it's not as good a job. Now, we said before, the problem is Hesach Hadas. The L'chayra, the problem is that you are distracting yourself from Avelus. So evidently, that's not the whole story, because if it's just the distraction itself, then what's the difference where you are, how well it gets laundered? Vice versa, there's also going to be an element of how well the job is done. Sifkan chav gimel uklei pishtan, when it comes to linen, bechlal there's no issue. Haynu yishenim, old linen. Avalo b'chadoshim, hayotzim mitachas hamachbesh, not new ones that just came out from the press with the dye that they made them in. So that's a different story. Sifkan chavdal mishum gihutz, and there's no gihutz either by klei pishtan. Afilu b'Eretz Yisrael, even in Israel. Ru adin the ein behem mishum kibus shalahem, and there's no palm of kibus by the pishtan. Sifkan chavhei, avul also the lavshim, but again, you can't wear them. Even if they were pressed or washed before the Shavuot Shachal Tisha B'Av, they cannot be worn. So the halacha is we don't do laundry, but that's in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz you could do the laundry, and Klipishn, even in Eretz Yisrael you can do, but you can't wear it. So there's no allowance to wearing it, but as far as doing the laundry, you can. Comes the Shulchan Aruch now and continues, that's not what we do. V'nagu le'esar afilu klei pishtun v'afilu b'kibah shalana. L'maisa, the minig is to prohibit any laundry, even linen, even with our chutz la'aretz laundry, bein l'bosh, bein l'chabes, l'haniach, whether to wear, whether to wash and put aside. V'ein l'halka b'davin, one cannot be lenient. Kivin shenagu, that's the minig. The kosh gain the after the medina nami asan. Also, certainly it's wrong because perhaps it's even asamikra halacha. Why? Shall yesh me shakas if there are those who write the kibbutz shalonu kari l'shel b'nei bavel, that the only allowance for laundry was bavel laundry. She'ein mislabdin yafet, because you can't really get your clothes that clean in bavel. If yishemeim heim achurim, the water is nasty, ugly, mixed with dirt and whatever. She'ena eretz harim u'gva'os k'eretz Yisrael. It's not a land of mountains and hills like Eretz Yisrael. V'kibus shel sha'ar ha'aretz, but if you do laundry in any place outside of Bavel, even though it's chutz la'aretz, after shehu k'kibus l'eretz Yisrael, maybe that's the equivalent of laundry in Eretz Yisrael, v'aser. So, first of all, there's a minig to aser or laundry. And beis, it could be the heter was only in Bavel and not in other areas of chutz la'aretz. The ode, and furthermore, Yeshmi Sheperish, there are those who explain the giyutz hainu mayim ve'efer onesu baris, that giyutz doesn't mean pressing your clothes. Giyutz means mixing your water with ash or various types of soap, v'kibus hainu b'mayim levad, and the allowance for kibus that's not giyutz is water without soap. U'bizman ezeh im mechabsim b'mayim levad. Now today we don't do our laundry without just plain water. V'nimse shekol kibus shalzman hazeh havi giyutz, so therefore all kibus is up a new level to gihutz for asur medina, therefore it's going to be forbidden. Meikur halacha afil b'kei pishton, even linens lavshon at least to wear it. So for these reasons, we don't do laundry on the week of Tisha B'Av, or we're going to say soon the whole 9 days. And it's interesting that you see here this distinction between laundry with soap and without soap, because the halacha we say this by a person lo aleinu and shloshim, that they can wash their clothes without soap, because it's not the true kibbutz. Let's stop here before the Ramah and see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavav. So the meaning is that we don't do any laundry, bein l'lbosh, bein l'chabas l'niach, whether to wear or to wash and put aside. That's the lomini to say, the nagul le'asar afil l'chabes l'niach, the meaning is to prohibit even washing and putting it away. The l'lbosh medina asa b'chogari, to wear the laundered clothes is asa medina in any circumstance. Sivkan Chav Zayin, and could be Me'ikur Halach, it's also not just the Minig, the Kibbutz Shalonu, because maybe our Kibbutz is not the same as Bavel. That's a lot of meaning to say. Mashamuchach B'Gemara, the Kibbutz Shalonu Mutter, when the Gemara says that our laundry is Mutter, Hainu Raglish Shal B'nei Bavel, that's what's referring to people in Bavel, the Chulu. Sivkan Chav Ches, Kari, the Shal B'nei Bavel, the Heter, Kibbutz Shalonu is for B'nei Bavel. Kain Tzarech Lomer, that's how it should read. This is the language you find in the first edition, Shulchan Aruch, from the Mechaber. There's a word that our Shulchan Aruch has, Gihutz, in parentheses. Take that word out. Sivkan Chav Tes is Vaiter. So that's why we don't do laundry. Lamais, we don't do laundry, because either the Minig says not to, or B, because maybe it's Taka, the full-fledged Gihutz, and therefore we just don't do it, and still we don't wear it. Says the Ramah, our minig, not like the Shulchan Aruch, is to be strict back from Rosh Chodesh Av, ad achar tanis, till after Tisha B'Av. Unless there's a mitzvah need, kagon, isha haloveshes levanim, a woman who begins her clean days and needs to wear white, muteras lechabes v'lebosh levanim lehatzian tachtel, she can wash and wear white undergarments and have white sheets for her bed. But on Tisha B'Av itself, she should not put on new white underwear. Rather, she should take a clean undergarment that's examined from any stains and wear that even if it's not white. Now, for covered Shabbos, it's another case of mitzvah. We will wear linens, and we'll put out clean linen as well, like any other Shabbos. The Mishnah will say this refers to tablecloths, not table linens, not bed linens. And it's forbidden to give clothing to a non-Jewish washmaid, to wash our clothing from Rosh Chodesh Av. But before Rosh Chodesh, you can give to the cleaners, even though they'll actually clean it after Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Lamed. Muteres Lechabes. Chavtes. Sivkan Chavtes. Our minig is to be machmir from Rosh Chodesh until after Atanas and Achor Atanas. Umisha Einlu El Choluk Echad. If someone only has one garment, Yesh Lahatu Lechabes Rosh Chodesh Lechabes, we would allow them to wash it until Shavuot Shechalba, from Rosh Chodesh until Shabbos. Sivkan Lamed. Muteres Lechabes. A woman who needs can wash. What's the lomim to say? Afilu b'shuah shachal tishvili es pesachah. Even in the week of Tisha B'Av, for a tzarech mitzvah, she can wash. Sivkan lamen aleph rak leveshes cholak b'adik v'yafeh. But on Tisha B'Av itself, then she'll just wear clean undergarment. V'im ein lef she doesn't have hiskimu habi achronim d'muteres levosh shachal klavo. And the achronim say she can wear a freshly laundered white undergarment. The tzarech mitzvah lagazu. There's no gezer for the mitzvah. Der Chaim writes that she can even give to a non-Jewish washmaid to wash her clothes if she needs it for wearing white during her clean days. The minig is, the Ramah says, for covered Shabbos we will wear linens, hamuchubasim, freshly laundered. From the language of v'chein implies, you could even wash the covered Shabbos if you need on Thursday or Friday. However, in the Darchei Moshe, it's implied that it's actually forbidden. If you don't have clean clothes for Shabbos, you could be lenient. If a non-Jew washes, for sure it's okay. But as far as a haircut goes, that's forbidden even for covered Shabbos. Because anyway, we don't get haircuts every week. The halacha here is telling us that we do wear clean laundry for covered Shabbos, but again, this does not extend to haircuts. There's a discussion he brings from all the places to talk about what about shaving. This person is out of shave during Shavuot Shechalbo, is out of shave from Rosh Chodesh, and the poskim basically break down the lines of if it's a davar aved, so there's a leniency. But Rav Moshe says the ikar leniency would be until the week of Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av, one should try to be strict, if at all possible, with the shaving, less, you know, dealing with Tur of Dar Ovid, because the week of Tisha B'Av is the Din of the Gemara, as opposed to the week before that, it's only a minig, so Makom Dar Ovid, they weren't noig the Isser. Sifkan Lama Gimel, Umatsin Levanim V'chulu, and they could spread out freshly laundered linens, Hainu Al Shulchanois Mutal Hachlev Vanim. That means for the table linens, you could have clean tablecloths for Shabbos. Avalahachlev Sedinim Levanim Nagu Isser, but as far as putting out bed sheets that are white, the minig is this aser. Sifkan Lama Dald, Lechabes Mirash Chodesh Ve'elech. The halacha is you can give to a non Jewish cleaners before Rosh Chodesh to wash, but you can't give them after Rosh Chodesh. From Rosh Chodesh on, you can't give them. Even if you tell them, I'm giving this to you today, don't wash until after Tisha B'Av, Gam Kenas, you can't do it. The minig is you don't give them during the 9 days. The Eliyahu Rabba wants to be lenient, that you can give the non-Jew laundry after Rosh Chodesh and tell them to wash it after Tisha B'Av. Certainly one could be leading for Klei Pishtim, because anyway, but Klei Pishtim is machlokes if there's an Isser to wash in the first place. Sivkan Lamed Hey, Acher Rosh Chodesh, if you give it to before Rosh Chodesh, we don't care if she washes it after Rosh Chodesh. At that point, we don't care even if she washes the Shuach Tisha B'Av, as long as you gave it to her before Rosh Chodesh, that's okay. Se'if Dalad. Yeah.
If your minhag is to have clean bed sheets every Shabbos,
mm-hmm.
Why is that any different than a tablecloth?
We're more machmir when it comes to bed sheets. That's how they bring it. We're more machmir have bed sheets. Is he caught to anyone? No. That's the hanhaga. So the shaila they ask is like this. What if a person goes to a hotel during the 9 days?
He brings his own old stuff with him.
So the poskim say when you're in a hotel, you're allowed to have fresh linens because it's literally disgusting to use someone else's linens. But if you're there for several days, you should tell them, don't change my linens. I'll keep my same linens from this day, well, as long as for my stay. The poskim also say you can give fresh linens to a guest in your house. Because a guest in your house, same thing, will be disgusted to have to use dirty linens. Unless, like you said, you tell your guests to bring your own linens, but we don't do that. So you gotta give fresh linens to guests, and they go on to say if you're in a place like a hospital, of course, they'll change the linens all the time. But in our own home, we'll manage for this period not to have fresh linens.
And towels are like
linen. Same thing, towels, linens, the whole thing. So if Dalad. Now, when the time is passed, it's permitted to get haircuts and do laundry right away. What happens if Tishba comes out on Sunday? Or it comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed to Sunday. Then both weeks are mutter. Whether the before or after the fast, because essentially there is no Shavuot Shechal B'o Tishba B'Av. Others say, the week before the Shabbos Tisha B'Av, you won't do laundry except for Thursday or Friday. Again, the Ramah says, our meaning is to machmer from a shchodesh for washing clothes. I will disperse as far as haircuts. Noagin lahachmer shiva sabatamas. That we're machmer back from shiva sabatamas. Mishnebur sevkal namavav. La'achar ha'tanis mutter l'saper. After the tanis, one can get a haircut and do laundry right away. Certainly, it's permitted to have meat and wine right away. Some people have a minig not to have meat or wine until Shabbos Nachmu. Some say the minig shall tosu. It's an errant minig. There's no need to be matter with the Torah's nedarim. Yet the Bacham Magen Avraham say, no, it really has some basis, and you should be matur neder. And if they weren't matur neder, not only don't they have meat and wine, they don't get haircuts and do laundry either. Adam Chamishi until the Thursday before Shabbos, Dachamu, Nekavot Shabbos, and Thursday we do laundry for Kavot Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, Asher Kasev Obian. So you can look in the Magen Avraham, what he writes further about this. The Yad, the wording of Shulchan Aruch is immediately after the Tainus, you can get a haircut and do laundry. Ayin lekamans in Tafkuf from the Ches Ba'achon, and we'll say in Tafkuf from the Ches, the Mitzad Min Hagi is Lizor Bezeh B'Yom Asiri Achatzos Yom. The meaning is to wait until Chatzos of the 10th of Av. Sifkar Lam Ches, She Nohagu Le'asar, the meaning is to Aser the week of Tisha B'Av with Chal B'Shabbos, except for Thursday, Friday, for laundry. When Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, pushed to Sunday, they don't do laundry all week. They wait till Thursday, Friday. But if Tisha B'Av came on Sunday, then of course, Mutar Av Deizu, everyone would agree, there is no Shavuot Shechalba. With the exception of Thursday and Friday, they wouldn't do laundry. And Thursday and Friday, you do laundry, to cover Shabbos. Look back in Sivkar Lama Beis. If a person has to travel great distances, big trip, in the week that Tisha B'Av occurs, it's mutter to give to a non-Jewish laundry to wash the clothes, the Big Day Pishtun, for many weeks that you'll need for the journey. And the Sharetzi in the mouth brings a machlek is whether or not we let a Jewish woman do it if you can't find a non-Jew. The thing is, this line doesn't explain when are you giving them the clothes. Yeah. If it's before Rosh Chodesh, it's not to talk about. We said before and Rosh Chodesh. I believe it means after Rosh Chodesh, before Shavuot Shechalbo. After Rosh Chodesh, before Shavuot Shechalbo, if you're leaving town, Shavuot Shechalbo, and you need it for the trip, you can wash it before Shavuot Shechalbo. I don't think he's being makel in Shavuot Shechalbo itself. Sivka and Mem, Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh, our meaning is to ask it from Rosh Chodesh, v'lo kaidim and not prior. She'enov et tzibi chom lamed, but we can't be machman et tzibir earlier than that. Sivka and Mem Aleph, but for haircuts, we go back to Shiva Sabatamos, we use Zabatamos, Ayan the Kamon, Simit Tesvav, Mishnebu, looking later on to Sif Tesvav, gets into issues of someone's Avelis, ends and so on. So one of the things we do is to pre-use, pre-wear. We can't wear freshly laundered, so we wear clothing that's laundered. We wear it for a little bit, and the Shem Poskim is how long is a little bit? And some say literally 5-10 minutes, some say a half hour. Basically, it shouldn't look freshly laundered. That's the goal. And the Poskim allow wearing multiple sets of clothes at one time to be able to wear the laundry over the course of the 9 days. As far as undergarments, most Poskim say there's no issue to pre-wear undergarments that are there to absorb perspiration as opposed to our outer clothing. Siv hey. Asur le'ivriyos l'chabes pigdei ha'avdikachav mishvazu. It's forbidden for a Jewish woman to do the laundry for a non-Jew during the week of Tisha B'Av. Sifkad membeis l'chabes pigdei ha'akom. Af agav dimidina shari, even though l'halochet should be mutter, shari ein iser kibis v'shem iser b'malacha, there's no iser malacha in doing laundry, elakadei l'mait b'simcha l'haras avelus, rather it's to minimize the simcha and to show avelus. For haloshach b'kibus speak to be nochem. It doesn't apply when you wash a non-Jew's clothes. Afilu hachi yaseh, but it's still forbidden. B'nei maras ayin, because there's a maras ayin element she'ein nikar shem shel akum. No one knows you're washing a non-Jew's clothes. They think you're washing your own clothes, and therefore, in order to avoid suspicion, it's forbidden. Alma, however, b'makom she'akum yesh lehem abushim acherim, in a place where the non-Jews have different kinds of clothes, akum yesh lehokel, as the non-Jew has clothes that are noticeably theirs. So one could be lenient. And if the launder lady has nothing to eat, certainly we're going to be lenient to wash whatever they need to support their family. Again, the Isser is only in the week of Tisha B'Av. This, even according to us, we don't go back to Rosh Chodesh. Even though for our own laundry, we don't do from Rosh Chodesh, to wash a non-Jew's laundry is mutter until Shavuos Shechabo. But the cost of Ramah, because Ramah didn't write on this line, the Noiganaf Bezeh Mosh Chodesh, that were Minigis Mosh Chodesh. Moshe Kosev, Besif Shachaz, like he writes in the previous and the subsequent. So Mamela, the fact that this Halach, the Ramah, makes no addendum to this, tells us that this is only the din of Shavuos Shechabo, that were Machmar, the woman who does clothing for a living, that she should not do a non-Jew's clothes.